On Tuesday night, Hillary Clinton beat Barack Obama among Latinos in Florida by a 2-1 margin. That was better than expected, but still followed a similar discrepancy among Latino voters for Clinton that occurred in Nevada. With several states with strong Latino populations part of Super Tuesday's series of primaries and caucuses, some analysts say this trend is something that Obama needs to address quickly in his tight battle with Clinton for the Democratic nomination. Getting more of the Latino vote is critical for Obama in the biggest state in the country, California, where the two candidates will debate for the final time this campaign season tonight, and issues like illegal immigration figure to come up. In California, Clinton is running 3-1 ahead of Obama right now. Jaime Regalado is the executive director of the Edmund Pat Brown Institute of Public Affairs at California State University in Los Angeles. He says right now the California Latino vote is breaking strongly for Clinton and says it's the Clinton brand that accounts for much of it.
Part of that brand meant that a lot of favors and a lot of visits took place when Clinton was in the, when Bill Clinton was in the White House. California became one of his very favorite states in the union, repeated visits, a lot of revenue, federal revenue flowed to California, a good part of that to inner city communities, including Latino communities. So that's what the familiarity with the brand and a warmth of brand remembrance would be one of those things.
Regalado said another reason Clinton is doing well is simply that Obama is an unknown quantity to many Latino voters. But it's the issue of race and racial tensions between blacks and Latinos that is being discussed more in print and internet stories that some are attributing why Obama is not doing better with Latino voters. A Latino pollster for the Clinton campaign, South Florida-based Sergio Bendixson, recently told The New Yorker magazine that, quote, "The Hispanic voter, and I want to say this very carefully, has not shown a lot of willingness or affinity to support black candidates." But an LA Times columnist, Gregory Rodriguez, scoffed at that, calling it misinformation designed to undermine one of Obama's central themes, that he's a uniter who can bring everybody together. Jaime Regalado from the Edmund Pat Brown Institute of Public Affairs at California State University in Los Angeles agrees with Sergio Bendixson.
Well, there are prejudicial attitudes in Latino communities, voting communities. There's no question about that. Latino communities are no different than other communities. The fact that there's been black and brown tension in Los Angeles for many, many years, but most specifically over the past 3 to 5 years. I mean, it ebbs and flows, but it has been a source of real concern here and much dialogue here in especially Southern California over the last 3 to 5 years, whether that's economic competition inspired, housing markets going after the same houses, the changing complexion of a neighborhood, whether that means, you know, battles on school turf or gang turf or inside the prisons, you can see that. You can feel it. It's palpable. Is it in everybody to the same degree? Absolutely not. Does it spill over to the election arena and the voting booth? Absolutely. But to what degree can we really put a number on that or a percentage of Latino voters, let's say, who, because of the competition, because of perhaps some friction, they feel disinclined at the very beginning not to support an African-American candidate? I think that's the question you're really asking. It's very, very difficult to do. We know it's there. Is it more there than in other communities? Probably not. But the fact that the Latino community, voting community, is being watched very carefully, and in some ways for the very first time on a national scale, makes that the kind of community under a microscope, and that's why these questions are being asked. So, yeah, it's there. I think it probably will cost Obama, you know, some support among Latinos in Los Angeles. So I take issue with Gregory Rodriguez, as well as, you know, the Armando Gonzalez of the Southwest Voter Registration Project, who has publicly indicated that he feels it's a bunch of crap. But I think they have to say that. But I don't, and I really feel there's something there. How to quantify it, difficult. What percentage, difficult to say. Is it more important than the other two things that I've said? Not at all, but it could be an add-on.
Sure thing. We're speaking with Jaime Regalado, who's the executive director of the Edmund Pat Brown Institute of Public Affairs at California State University at Los Angeles. Thank you for that, Jaime. Mm-hmm. And now let's talk about illegal immigration, which, of course, has been a huge issue in the country the last couple of years, at least among some quarters, and therefore has become an issue, at least in the Republicans. And this was discussed last night in the debate at the Reagan Library. And I'm curious, I think it might come up tonight. And, of course, Hillary Clinton got in a little bit of a mess a couple of months ago when she initially endorsed and then backed away from New York Governor Elliot Spitzer's idea of giving undocumented immigrants driver's licenses. Mm-hmm. Now, interestingly enough, Barack Obama supports that, and he always has. This is not very well known. If this comes up tonight, do you think this might help him in some quarters of the Latino community?
Yeah, there's no question about that, and that probably will be raised tonight. It is being raised in Latino communities out here, especially by those Latino leaders like State Senator Gil Cedillo, who has tried to get that passed as his primary policy bill over the last 5 years. And he early endorsed Obama and for the reasons that you suggested. But will that give traction to Obama? It gives him traction with some in the Latino community who have not yet decided and or who have been kind of on the fence. I'm talking about likely voters now. Those who are already strongly in Hillary's camp will remain there. Those that are on the margins who have been leaning to Hillary but are now seeing this or hearing this for the first or second or third time, and also understanding that the people that have been important or are still important to many Latino communities, including those in California, most especially in California, are endorsing Obama at a very highly publicly visible level, like Senator Kennedy, Carolyn Kennedy, but also a very feisty and a very strong labor leader out here, Maria Elena Durazo. I think all of that gives weight and gives pause to some Latino voters of the potential to kind of rethink they're casting their ballot, marking their ballot on behalf of Hillary, and or it'll move some to join those who are supporting Obama. Will it be enough to offset her lead in California? Will it affect a victory for Hillary Clinton in California next Tuesday? No.